Okay, and so to all things Crawley, and I'm joined by somebody who can only describe really as, well, a very conscientious and keen volunteer by the name of Parveen Khan. Morning, Parveen.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You?
Yes, I'm good, thanks.
Good, good, good. Right, Crawley, I'm guessing what we're looking at here really is putting a spotlight on Crawley, because it's a big old town these days, and there's an awful lot going on, which hopefully you're going to tell me about.
Yes, there's a lot going on, and don't forget Crawley is going to be 75 years this year, so there's lots of things going on in the community.
Yeah, it was in the early days described as a new town, not so much a new town now, and there's still got an old, a much older town centre, but a burgeoning place, and hopefully getting itself back onto its feet after what has been pretty much a dreadful year or two for just about everybody. But looks like it. Yes. You've got some events coming up. One of them is to do with, well, writing. Crawley Writers Circle. What's that all about?
Yeah, Crawley Writers Circle is we meet every month on a Wednesday, usually Wednesday morning at Crawley Museum.
Yeah.
And it's been going on even before I joined, and I joined a few years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a long time. There was a lady called Beryl, and she started it many years ago in the library. And I think people that live in Crawley probably know her. She unfortunately passed away a few years ago. But it's about a group of us just coming together. We have some prompts. So, for example, we have something like, you know, write about trees, or write about the weather, or write about, what you're feeling today, or an emotion, or something. So we'll write a piece, and then we'll come together, we'll have a cup of tea and biscuits, and we share our writing. And it could be a poem, or a short piece, or a short story. So it's lovely. It's a lovely group to be part of, and everybody's welcome to come.
It's just I'm guessing it's a different way of relaxing, because some people read, some people garden, some people do other things. I mean, and you're right. Is there an end game to this, to perhaps maybe one day write a novel?
I mean, for me personally, I've got into writing recently, and I definitely want to do some sort of publishing. Mm. And we do publish a booklet every year. So, you know, the best pieces that we've had for the following year that we've written, we do publish a booklet. But I mean, for me, definitely, and I think I've been writing a lot more actually since COVID, because I think it's one way to express yourself.
Yeah.
It's one way to share your emotions and your feelings, because sometimes not everybody's that good, you know, physically or in real time. So I think, especially for me, I found it really like therapy for me, actually. And it's always been a bit of a therapy for me, to be honest, because, you know, I mean, I think everybody can express their views and opinions and their feelings in different ways. So
yeah.
For me, writing and reading, and also I think sharing with each other, because sometimes you don't know, somebody else might be having the same feelings as yours,
yeah,
but they can't express themselves. So this is why the writer circle is so good. And you don't need to always share, but it's nice to have something to share and, you know, have feedback on it,
yeah,
to kind of like, you know, be part of something and engage with people that have similar ideas to
okay,
you.
Okay, so that's the 16th of March, I think you said, didn't you?
Yes, we've got a big event which is open to the public. It's at Crawley Museum, between 10 and 12. There'll be tea and biscuits. And, you know, you can bring a piece to read. You can bring it from a famous author, or maybe something you've written yourself. It's all about engaging and sharing our poems, our short stories. And, you know, we want to bring Crawley with, you know, literature and words.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
Yeah. Now, when I was first told about you, I thought, wow, this lady's a whirlwind. And, well, since actually doing some talking with you before this, I'm even more convinced now, because apart from the writing, there's an event on the 27th of March, I do believe, called Mother Tongue.
Yeah, that's Mother Tongue, and that's on the 27th of March at Hoare Theatre.
Yeah.
That's part of Word Fest, which is actually going on now. And once again, it's about literature. It's about children engaging with books. It's about adults coming together and discussing topics of, you know, teenage girls. It's about new writers and how we can explore new writers and bring them on the platform. So Word Fest has actually been going going on for over 20 years, I think, now. Mm. And it's just hard work, dedicated volunteers who do things like the, you know, the family day, which is usually at the library, or and that brings kids together, families together, doing different activities, art, literature, books, exploring, you know, visions of authors. So it's brilliant. It's, yes, a mother tongue. And this year, one of the workshops that is called Mother Tongue that we're discussing, it's going to explore different languages.
Yeah.
So I've got people from the different communities. So, for example, I've got an Arab speaker, so he's going to talk about you know, the language Arabic and where it originates from and how we use it at home. I've got somebody who's going to do Urdu. I've got somebody who's going to do Lithuanian, Georgian, Persian, English, as well as the English dialect, yeah, from Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So it just represents Crawley community and the languages and the culture and the diversity that we have here.
I was going to say the culture and the diversity there is enormous. I know Crawley, and there are many, many sort of different languages and cultures there. I was going to say, when you started talking about language, my first thoughts turned to the author Bill Bryson. I don't know if you've heard of him at all.
Yes,
I'm currently reading again, probably for about the third time now, a book called it's to do with America and how the language evolved and the differences between the English language in England and the English language in America. And I'm guessing that, I mean, it's probably the same with lots and lots of languages. Some of them are fairly similar, but they have their own sort of local peculiarities, I think, is the way. And it's, I'm guessing this is a way of actually discovering it and understanding other cultures.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, language is so important. It's just, you know, sometimes even if we can't speak English or we can't speak a certain language when we're going around to different countries, you know, we use our hands, and that's kind of a form of language, isn't it? Our expressions and our hands. So language to me, and because Crawley has become so diverse in the last 35 years, it's, you know, it wasn't that diverse before, but we have to represent what the community is and where the communities come from. But language and the expression of language and the communication that you need, and, you know, I think it's so important. I think it's important for children to actually know and explore and, you know, appreciate and respect. Even within England, there's so many dialects and so many accents, and I love it. That's what I love about England. It's just, you know, like this lady, Heather, she's part of our group, and she's, you know, the main person at Writer Circle. She's going to join as well, and she's going to talk about Yorkshire and, you know, the language up there and how it's spoken, and, you know, Geordie and, you know, Liverpudlian and it's, you know, Brummy. And it's just, I think England is the best country because you can just go a few hours away from Crawley and you've got a different accent even in London.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, so it's fascinating. I love language.
It's a wonderful thing to discover. Now, this particular event is on Sunday the 27th. Where is it on, did you say?
It's at the Hawth Theatre.
It's at the Hawth.
And you can book via WordFest and Eventbrite. So if you go on the WordFest, just type in WordFest Crawley and it will have all the details on that. And on Facebook, I mean, these days it's all social media, isn't it? So you've got Instagram, you've got Facebook. So everything is really out there on our social media as well.
Yeah, that one sounds really interesting. And you put that one together with the writing and you've covered a multitude of things there in terms of communication, which... quite frankly, I think we could all do with a lesson sometimes. might make the place a bit better. Who knows? Yeah. Apart from that, you've also got, moving away from language and writing and reading, a well-being session as well, Crawley Wellbeing.
Yeah, Crawley Wellbeing Sessions. And these happen at K2 and at Southgate Community Centre.
Yeah.
And the one I'm involved with is mainly with South Asian ladies that are maybe aged 50 plus. And what that is reaching out to communities that were hard to reach out, maybe. And it includes exercise. It includes information about nutrition. And, you know, the foundation of that is weight management and how you know, our diets, our lifestyles, our cultures, how they've impacted on our health. And, you know, the correlation between exercise and food. So we talk about that. We talk about how food, what it means to us. Because, you know,
don't
the South
Asian... Don't get me started on food,
yeah, no, especially the South Asian food. You've got the curries. You've got the, you know, aloo saag. All this stuff. But I think, I mean, it's a really good, it's a brilliant idea. And it's been going on for a few years now, I think. But because of COVID, it kind of stopped. And it's targeting different communities. So within the South Asian community... And the reason I'm dealing with that and I'm helping out with the nutrition and the exercise is because food is such a big part of our culture.
Yeah.
And you know, we explore the idea of how we prepare food. You know, what oils do we use? What does sugar mean? What does sodium mean? Does, you know, in our ingredients on the labels? And I think, and for many years, I've always had this idea of the relationship between food and exercise, and you know, because you know that England, people in England are getting more and more obese, and I think
yes.
and I think that's because we've got so much food available, but we don't understand.
Well, it's the wrong sort of food, unfortunately.
Yes, the wrong sort of food, and you know, even the portion sizes. How much should we eat? I mean, you can have good things. You can have good things. There's nothing wrong with having a bar of chocolate, but don't get like a 100-gram bar of chocolate and eat it all up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just the understanding and the relationship between food. But for me, I think it's a lot to do with how we think as well about, you know, how we think. Like sometimes I comfort eat. We all do that, you know, and, you know, we comfort eat. We go out to eat, and the social elements to it as well. So, I mean, I love the well-being. It's brilliant. And I'm really happy to be proud of part of it and proud of what's going on. So
does it, because I was born and bred in the southeast, actually from South London. This sort of thing, I mean, because you see all this stuff with Asian cuisines and stuff, and it all looks so wonderful and colourful and spicy and stuff. We all eat Indian food. Do you think does this sort of thing actually help with the integration, a better integration of peoples? Because, you know, there are lots of, we already described Crawley as a big melting pot.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's historically in England, we've always had exotic food, if that makes sense. You know, from, you know, I think, was it in the Second World War, bananas and mango and these things started to get introduced, isn't it? And then you've got the spices, and then you've got the curry houses of the 70s and 80s, I think, you know.
Yeah.
So I think food, of course, I mean, it's a culture, it's the feeling, it's understanding each other, respecting each other. And I think, you know, I don't know if curry is still the number one food, I'm not sure. But I think the exploration of food through history, and I think lots of things have been documented about that. But when I was growing up in London, I was from London, I didn't have, you know, we didn't have really curry houses or Asian restaurants.
No,
or
we didn't when I was a kid either.
Yeah, I mean, you had them in maybe Brick Lane when the Bangladeshi community came and they settled there. You know, in England, there's pockets of cultural diversity.
This is the point I was trying. This was the point I was trying to get at. I mean, because Crawley, as I say, I remember it from years and years ago, was essentially a London overspill new town, gradually. You've had more and more different peoples from all over the world coming in and settling in Crawley. So you do have this wonderful mishmash of various different cultures all in the one place. But of course, as we all know, sometimes these things don't necessarily work the way that we'd hope they do. Yeah. And I was going to say, I'm hoping that this sort of thing actually does actually try and bring some people together.
I mean, it's difficult. What, you know, I think... there's lots of things happening in the world, especially at the moment. And I think for me, basically, it's respect for each other.
Yeah.
We might not agree. You and me might not agree on some things. You know, it doesn't matter. It's not the end of the world. It's just the basic respect for each other and humanity, I think. And, you know, how we can all live in a peaceful world. But the thing is, I mean, if we're talking about food, it changes.
Yeah.
Every so often, something else is popular. Some other community is popular and their food is popular. Their language is popular. You know, I remember East London and, you know, hearing a lot of Cockney, but you don't hear that much anymore because there's other languages coming
up. I could lob into the mix when if you're talking Cockney and East London, pie and mash and liquor.
Yeah.
which I grew up with. You see, I mean, I know that stuff. But no, this all sounds a really, really good idea. So Crawley Wellbeing, where and when?
Well, we've already started a session for the South Asian ladies at the moment, and then I think that we're going to be targeting different communities over the next few months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, any details, it's all on the Crawley Council website. It's K2 have a wellbeing team in K2, actually. So if you're thinking about, you know, your weight and your weight management, and if you need some help with food, so they're the best place to go to, actually.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there's a couple of other things that I want to briefly touch on. One is a topic. Now, again, when I knew Crawley and lived in that part of the world, Broadfield was just being built. But it's a whole thriving environment now, and you've got a whole session there called Talk Broadfield.
Yeah, Talk Broadfield. Actually, a few team members started it. So, I mean, a few years ago, and I'm going to become the secretary for it. So, what I think Talk Broadfield, what started it is we do litter picking, by the way.
Yeah.
So there's a lady called Caroline, and there's Catherine, and there's Brian, and there's Shelley and Luke. So they all got together a few years ago, even before I started. So I've just recently, for the past year and a bit, I've got to be known to them, and, you know, trying to help them. With Broadfield, remember, there are some parts of Broadfield that really need doing up.
Yeah.
There's a bit of crime hotspots. There's a lot of issues that are happening in Crawley. So they started doing the litter picking. So, I mean, it's about loving where you live. That's their theme. Love where you live. Be proud of where you live. And be part of where you live. You know, I think for me, essentially, all the work that I do. I mean, I'm in Crawley, I live in Broadfield. I think it's essential as communities, and it doesn't matter where you're from, you could be from any country in the world, but, you know, wherever you live, you need to be proud of it and take care of where you live.
That's,
you know,
absolutely,
we need
to, true.
I mean, for me, I think it's so important when we do the litter picking and we have our Viz jackets on and we're visible to the, you know, the children who are going to be the next generation. We need to be leaving things like a legacy for these children, a foundation that wherever you live, be proud of it, look after it, look after your parks, don't litter anywhere. If you think some issues are happening, then come together as a community and try to find solutions from within the community. So, I mean, Broadfield is such, there's such a good community feel here, and I've only been here about a year and a half now. I was living somewhere else before, but it's just, in Crawley, we have the opportunity to all be part of something. And Talk Broadfield, for me, is a brilliant organization, and we, you know, we're in touch with the MPs, we're in touch with councillors, we're in touch with the council to try to improve Broadfield for the next generation, but also for the present.
Yeah. Now, very quickly on that, is there anywhere that if somebody's listening and thinking, oh, I'd like to get involved in that, is there a web address or something that they can
Yes, we do have something. If you bear with me for a few seconds, but I mean, if you just put Talk Broadfield, actually, just put it on Facebook. If you just put Talk Broadfield, all the information is there.
That's fine.
Yeah, we do have some leaflets going door to door, and we've posted them through a lot of people's doors, actually, this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you just put Talk Broadfield, we're on Facebook, at Broadfield Talk, we're on Twitter, we've got a Talk Broadfield Facebook page. So there's lots of things that you can get involved in. You can send us an email. And it's a community organization, so there's lots of things that you can... If you want to come and help, for example, we've got litter pick coming up on the 19th of March, and we meet at Broadfield Community Centre. Just come there. If you need to send an... I mean, just type it in Facebook.
Check it out on Facebook, good. Talk Broadfield on Facebook. And finally, because what you were talking about there, and, of course, the cooking one as well, we end up at giving back to Crawley, which kind of pretty much has encompassed just about everything we've talked about, I think.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it is all about community work. It's all about, you know, seeing where other people are less fortunate than you and how you can help them. It's giving back to your community. It's, you know, saying, okay, you know, we're not millionaires, all of us, but if we've got something that other people don't have, why don't we share it?
Yeah.
Why don't we, you know, engage with them? Why don't we, you know, for me, I cook for them every month, and, you know, it's a struggle cooking, but I don't mind. I do 5 kg of, I usually do vegetable biryani because it's, I know,
Stop
5 kg.
You'll get me hungry again.
I know, the big saucepan, you know, you need muscles to move that saucepan. But I think that just highlights that who we are as a community.
Yeah.
And there's so much going on in Crawley at the moment. There's, and you can all be part of it. You know, you want to do writing, you want to do food, you want to do some charity, you want to donate food, you want to donate your time. And that's what makes beautiful communities, that we need to give those for our children. We need to leave legacies for our children and set examples. Because wherever yeah. we live, Tony, yeah. we are responsible and we should be accountable for where we live.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. At that Brilliant. Point, Parveen, I do have to say we've run way over time, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's a shame, because I did want to say a lot more stuff. There's Crawley as well.
We're going to do all of some more in a month's time, if that's all
Brilliant.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that'd
be the idea, and sort of bring that enthusiasm to all things Crawley. For now, yes. Parveen Khan, though, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Tony.